Students' Book, page 91. Activity 17. Listen and read. Complete the sentences. Use words from the text. Leap years.
How long is a year? Most people say it is 365 days, since it takes about 365 days for Earth to travel around the sun. Well, not exactly. It actually takes 365 days, 5 hours, 49 minutes, and 12 seconds. If a calendar has only 365 days, what happens to the extra time? To solve this problem, every 4 years, we add 1 day to the calendar. February 29th is called a leap day, and the year is called a leap year. Other years are common years. There are 366 days in a leap year. Julius Caesar was a Roman emperor in the 1st century BC. He created leap years to solve the problem of the extra time in the calendar. However, people didn't like the change. Greeks and Romans had a lot of superstitions about unlucky things in leap years. They believed it was unlucky to start a new job, start a journey, marry, or buy or sell something in a leap year. Some people in Greece still consider it very unlucky to marry in a leap year. This special day, however, isn't connected only with bad things. In some parts of the world, such as Ireland, Scotland, Finland, and Denmark, the tradition is that women can propose marriage to a man on a leap day. If the man says no, he has to buy the woman a gift. How do we know which years are leap years? The main rule is that years that can be divided evenly by 4 are leap years. 2016, which divides by 4, was a leap year. So 2020, 2024, and 2028 are also leap years. People born on a leap day are called leapers. If you know a leaper, make sure you say happy birthday, because their actual birthday happens only once every 4 years. Does this mean that they only grow a year older every 4 years? What do you think?